This is day one of the research mission to Mars. This is Nurse Bree's personal and medical log. According to our calculations, we are currently 300 days from touchdown on the surface of Mars, where we will then begin our research on the stress levels of space and life on another planet. Everyone on this mission has an assignment that fits their field. For me, I am the lone nurse on board. I also happen to be the only female. It is my assignment to make sure all crew members are not distracted from their work, and if needed, provide relief to those that are. On a personal note, I'm beginning to already truly hate the bulkiness of these spacesuits. I have to make daily rounds and check up on all the crew members now. So this is Nurse Bree, signing off. This is day 14 of the research mission to Mars. Stress levels are high among the crew, as most of us are now fully accepted and realize that we are indeed on our way to Mars and not on just another training mission. Nothing out of the ordinary to report yet, but I have noted that some of the crew are acting rather strange when I'm around. I am still working on a solution to these bulky spacesuits. Once again, it's time to go make daily rounds. So this is Nurse Bree, signing off. This is day 15 of the research mission to Mars. While doing rounds yesterday, it was found that our communications technician had dangerously high stress levels and was experiencing mood swings. He was brought to the medical bay and placed under my care, where I then proceeded to do a full workup. He was showing signs of extreme arousal to the point of distracting himself from work. So, a medical fleshlight was prescribed, as well as 1 ounce of lubricant. I personally monitored him throughout the process in the med bay, and he produced right under 8 millimeters of semen, almost 2 millimeters above normal production in most men. The effects of space travel are beginning to be felt by the whole crew, and I imagine I will be prescribing everyone with a medical fleshlight here soon. This is Nurse Bree, signing off. This is day 32 of the research mission to Mars. Over half the crew has now been prescribed medical fleshlights, but stress levels continue to rise. As the only female on this mission, but also suffering from the same stress effects as the rest of the crew, I have personally prescribed myself a dildo of approximately 6 inches in length. So far, it has provided the relief I need to maintain my stress levels. There is also an increased usage of medical fleshlights and consumption of lubricant during and after I have used the dildo on myself. I will continue to use as needed to maintain not only healthy stress levels of myself, but the rest of the crew as well. This is Nurse Bree, signing off. This is day 64 of the research mission to Mars. As I predicted almost 2 months ago, the entire crew has been prescribed medical fleshlights, and under my personal orders, have been using them twice a day. I myself have updated my prescription and changed from the previously prescribed 6-inch dildo to now an 11-inch. My original calculations and estimates were off, though, and we are currently running out of our supply of lube. According to my math, we have roughly enough lube to last another 40 days if the rest of the crew cuts down to once per day and rations the amount of lube they each use every single time. I will be taking a full inventory in the coming days to fully assess the situation. This is Nurse Bree, signing off. This is day 97 of the research mission to Mars. Our supply of lube is now down to less than a week. Due to this, I've begun to conduct experiments as to finding new ways to make sure stress levels remain low. Other methods have been tried, and while they work, no method has yet to be as effective as achieving an orgasm. To try and stretch the amount of lube required and remaining for as long as possible, I have begun to provide hand stimulation to their other crew members to replace the need for lube. I predict this will stretch our supply of lube to at least another week, if not more. On a personal note, I have found myself watching the videos provided to the rest of the crew that were given with the medical fleshlights prescribed, and have made some modifications to my medbay uniform to help when I'm providing hand stimulation. Instead of the clunky spacesuit I was previously wearing, I have replaced it with a skin-tight bodysuit and cut out the section above my breasts so that an ample amount of cleavage can be seen at any and all times. Currently, there are 3 crew members scheduled for hand stimulation orgasm relief in the next hour alone. So, this is Nurse Bree, signing off. This is day 100 of the research mission to Mars. To stretch lube supplies even farther, I have resulted in giving hand and oral stimulation to the rest of the crew on a need-be basis. I have now enacted a walk-in policy of free use for the medbay, where any crew member can walk in at any time and be assisted in their stress relief. I have continued to watch the videos I mentioned a couple days ago, and have become, according to the crew, an expert dirty talker. The bodysuit is also having the desired effect, as the arousal levels of the entire crew are sky high, and semen production is at an all-time high as well. While this is not what I imagined I signed up for, I will do whatever is necessary to make sure the rest of this crew is as stress-free as possible for our mission. In fact, it appears that a crewman has arrived and needs assistance. Crewman, if you'll just give me a second, I'll be right with you. Wait, what? Crewman, stand down. Wait, no. Crewman, you will stand down this instant and get into a medical bed so that I can provide stimulation there. Hey! No! What? No, don't spank me! Oh, fuck. What the? Your cock is out. Wait, no! No, don't push me to my knees! No, wait! Crewman, stand down. Stand down, crewman. Stop right now. Oh, fuck, you were both gonna regret this. No. Oh, fuck it.
your fucking cock, crewman. Oh, I need it. Oh, being the only woman locked up in here. Oh, I've been fantasizing about this ever since the lube supplies ran low. Oh, every night when I use my fucking 11-inch dildo on me. Oh, knowing that you're all throbbing hearing me come. Oh, I've been wanting to get on my knees in the crew quarters ever since I prescribed those medical fleshlights. Oh, give me that cock. So much better than what I dreamed of. Oh, fuck yes, crewman. Oh, the doctor's just a little whore, isn't she? Oh, just a little horny nurse wearing a skin-tight bodysuit for all of you to drive you crazy. Oh, fuck yes, crewman. Oh, you've probably been dreaming of this forever, haven't you? Oh, the nurse on her knees pleasuring your cock. Oh, fuck yes, crewman. Oh, you wanna see me deep throat your cock? Oh, I've been practicing on my dildo. Oh, yes, baby. Oh, yes, sir. On deep throating. Yes, sir. Oh, you wanna fuck my face? Sir, I'm gonna prescribe myself to be your own little fleshlight, okay? Oh, you have to use me twice a day. In fact, the entire crew has to use me twice a day. Yes, tell the rest of the entire crew after you're done exactly what I said. Now, sir, use my throat like a fleshlight. Calm down it. Please, sir, I want to give you all the stress relief in the world. Sir, oh, you're gonna come down my throat? Oh, you're gonna come all over my nurse bodysuit? Oh, you like my titties? Oh, you like seeing my cleavage? Oh, you're fucking throbbing, aren't you? Oh, I can tell. Oh, come down my throat, baby. Oh, let me be your little personal fleshlight from now on. At my throat, baby. Be the first load down this new fleshlight for the entire crew. Come, baby. Come down the nurse's throat. Come down your new little personal fleshlight's throat. My crewman. Oh my. Oh, and we didn't use any lube whatsoever. Oh. And we're saving on protein since I can get it straight from the source. Here, crewman, let me clean your cock off before you return to duty. Now return to duty, crewman. And send the next one in. Let everyone know they have a new fleshlight they're gonna use every single day. This is Nurse Bree. Signing off for now.